Shalom to all. Today's office of Yerushalayim, Maisus Daf Vav, and we're starting Hayom and Beis about two lines off from the bottom with the words Esrei Kabaisar and the Vilna Surah Sadaf. It's on Gimel and Beis all the way at the end. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas, Marsh Miriam Sarabas, Yaakov Moshe, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. I wouldn't mention Esrei in the Mishnah, so the Gemara tells us Esrei Kabaisar and Esrei that only reach the stage of Baisar. It's still young, it's not fully ripe. Rabbi Kiva says, ain't a pre. It's not considered a pre, and it's not kosher to be used in a lulav. Whereas Vachamim and the Chamim say pre, it is a pre. Vav Amar Alpha on top, Rabbi Ila quotes Rabbi Yasa, who says, Bashem Rabbi Lazar, Asked Rabbi Shimon, because this Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Shimon of our Mishnah is like Rabbi Kiva, his Rabbi. Come on, Rabbi Kiva Amar, Einai Pri. The same way that Rabbi Kiva just told us that an Esrei Kabaisar is not considered a Pri, can Rabbi Shimon Amar, Einai Pri. So Rabbi Shimon also says it's not a Pri. Rabbi Shimon of the Mishnah told us that a small Esrei is not Chayv in Meiser because it's not a Pri, and Rabbi Kiva just told us that a small Esrei is not a Pri. So it seems to be that they're saying the same thing. And now Rabbi Yasi tells us, Kol Shu Kasher Lulav, any Esrei which is Kasher to be used as part of the Lulav set, Chayv in Meiser, so that would be Chayv in Meiser, and Vachosha in a Kasher Lulav, if it's not Kasher to be used in Lulav, in a Chayv in Meiser, it's not chayv ma'isus. So the Gemara tells us the Seivon that asked the question on Rabbi Yasi, Harei Hamanomer, what about a spotted esrog? Harei Gadol B'Tfus, what about if it grew in a mold? It took a mold, he wanted his esrog to be a certain shape. Maybe he was bringing it to the fruit fair and he wanted to win a prize, so he put it around the esrog and it grew into this mold. And Harei also Kikador, a esrog which is round like a ball. Harei Upasal Lulav, all of them are possible to be used as part of Lulav because they don't fit the description of Hadar. They're not considered beautiful. However, chayv ma'isus, they're chayv ma'iser. So how could you say that if it's kosher Lulav, it's chayv ma'iser? If it's not kosher Lulav, it's not chayv ma'iser? And anyway, we have a different opinion over here. Mestaba Reb Shimon Yodi Reb Kiva. Reb Kiva lo Yodi Reb Shimon. It's logical to say that Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Kiva. Reb Kiva does not agree to Reb Shimon. Unlike what we just said before, Reb Shimon Yodi Reb Kiva. The reason why Reb Shimon agrees to Reb Kiva, is because the pasuk says pre fruit ve'ena pre, and this is not a fruit. In other words, Reb Shimon who holds that this small esrog is not a pre for meiser would agree that it's not suitable for dalad minim because the pasuk says pre eitz hadar, and this is not a pre. Whereas Reb Kiva lo Yodi Reb Shimon. The reason why Reb Kiva would not agree to Reb Shimon because of what we just said. Harei Menomer, Harei Gadol B'Tfus, Harei Asik Kador, all these different types of Esraigim, Harei Hu Pasal Lulav, V'chayv B'Maestres. They're Pasal for Lulav, but they're Chayv B'Maestres. In other words, Rabbi Kiva only says that an Esrog Baiser is unsuitable for Dalad Minim because it's like these other ones, it lacks Hadar, but they're still considered pre regarding Maiser. And continuing to explain the Mishnah, we had said Chayv B'Shkedim V'Chulu, and we mentioned there are two different types of Shkedim, almonds, one bitter and one sweet. As we further explained, we had said in the Mishnah, Chayv B'Shkedim Amar and Pater B'Mtukim, when we're dealing with bitter almonds that are Chayv, so that same size sweet almond is Pater. And what's that referring to? Ketanim, small ones. Small bitter almonds are edible. Small sweet almonds are not edible, and therefore they're not chayv ma'aser. And the opposite is true as well. Chayv b'metukim, pater b'marim. When sweet almonds are chayv, so their counterpart in bitter almonds are pater. And what's that referring to? Gedalim, large ones. Large bitter almonds are not edible, whereas large sweet almonds are edible. Now we have a different opinion. Tanur Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi Mishum Aviv. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi said in the name of his father, Shkedim hamarim, bitter almonds, harei elu paturin, they're completely pater from ma'aser u'metukin, and with sweet almonds, inun chayav and they're not chayv. Until the outer shell separates from the nut itself. And Reb Chanina and Tzipairi Kadot Reb Shmuel Reb Yaisi. Reb Chanina and Tzipairi paskin like Reb Shmuel Reb Yaisi. The question is, Vama Hairi, in regards to what did he paskin? Did he paskin in regards to the bitter ones that they're completely pater, or in regards to the sweet ones that they're only chayiv when they reach the stage? And the Gemara tells us, Tzipairi Amri Bamarim. The people of Tzipairi said that he paskin in regards to the bitter ones that they're completely pater from Iser. Whereas Reb Zaira Amar Reb Zaira said, Bimetukim, he was paskining in regards to the sweet ones. And Reb Yechon Reb Yechon says, Yardu Lakan Nishaivu. If bitter ones came from Tzipairi down to here, which is Tveria, so they're Chayiv, even though in Tzipairi they're Pater, by the same token, Alu, if they went up, meaning if someone took bitter almonds from Tveria up to Tzipairi, Kvar Niftru, so they're ready Pater. Bava is on top, continuing with this, Hayra Pinchas, or Pinchas Paskin, Kivin Shurah, Shloisha Shapirsha Kliposan, Achitzaina. Once a person sees that three of the almonds in his basket have reached a stage where the outer shell separated from the nut, Shu Tayram is called Kupa, now he's a Chil to take Trumas and Maestros off the entire basket because all of them are considered to be in the same stage. And Amar Rav Manor, Rav Manor just clarifies, as long as it doesn't take off Truma and Meiser from one basket for the other. Each basket is considered its own din. And now moving on to Halacha Daled. So up until now, we've been discussing Einus HaMeisres. Before the pre reaches the stage, it's not Chayv and Meiser. And after the stage, it's in the category of something which is Chayv and Meiser. But in actuality, one only has to separate Meiser from it at a later stage in its processing, which is called Gemar Malacha. And we've mentioned this previously. Now when dealing with grain, the Gemar Malacha, this chiyuv b'fayel to separate is called miruach, smoothing it out in a pile. But what about other produce? Says the Mishnah tells us, vezu garin l'maisres, what's considered their gairin, their gemar malacha when it comes to maiser? Meaning, when is it that a person is chayv b'fayel to separate maiser? Hakishuin v'adiluin, where we're dealing with squash and gourd, mishayev kisu, when the outer fuzz is removed by the bal bayis. Vim einim fakes, and if he's not going to be doing this because he's not selling it in the marketplace and he's bringing it home, mishayamid arema, it's when he makes a pile out of them. Avatiach, what about melon? Mishayishalek, when he removes the outer fuzz. does. It's the same thing as Pisuk by Kishuna Deluin, it just has a different word. And if he's not going to be doing this, Mishiyasa Mukta is when he makes Mukta out of it, meaning when he sets it aside for storage. Yarek HaNegad, greens and vegetables that are bound up, that are tied together in bundles, Mishiyugad. So once he makes them into bundles, he's chayav to take off Meiser. Vim'enu Oiged, and if he's not going to be making them into bundles, Mishiyamalis HaKli, it's when he fills a Kli up with them. Vim'enu Malis HaKli, if he's not going to be filling a Kli up with them, Mishiyakot Kotzarchai, when he gathers as much as he wants to. Akala, what about if we're talking about Yarek or vegetables that he's putting into a basket? Mishiyachapa, it's when he covers the basket, that's considered Gemar Malacha. And Vim'enu Machapa, if he's not going to be covering the basket, Mishiyamalis HaKli, so it's just when he fills up the Kli. Vim'enu Malis HaKli, if he's not going to be filling up the Kli, Mishiyakot Kotzarchai, he's chayav Meiser when he gathers as much as he needs. What is it, says the Mishnah, B'mayach L'shuk, it's only if he's going to be bringing these to the marketplace to sell. So in these stages that we mentioned are considered Gemar Malacha. But if he's going to bring it to his house, he's allowed to eat from them in an Arai fashion, which is like in a snacking way. He's not sitting down for a meal. He's just taking a little bit of a munch, a little bit of a bite to eat. And he's allowed to do this up until he gets to his house. And that's even though he might have taken off the fuzz or he already covered the basket or one of these stages that we mentioned, since he's not selling them, the stage of Gemar Malacha is when it's Raya Pnei Habayas. This is a Joshua made out of Psukim that only once it sees the entrance of the house, then it's Chayv in Meiser. But before then, he doesn't have to take off Meiser. And we're going to stop here for the day right in the middle of Mishnah and pick up tomorrow continuing with this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.